Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special school for every Marani Marasi Sheyichli, Nishmas Maratas to Abbas Rishmoz, Chanabas Yonamatzah, Maratatha Chanabas Meir Zev. We've been discussing the end of Rov, and we're going to be continuing with Siyata Dishmaya based on the Avos Avram of Agon Rav Avram Koltanovsky Zichrono Lebracha, was a Rav in pre war Europe. And the Gemara in Mesechus Ksubis that we discussed in the previous Shirim says that if you found based on the Mishnah, brings the Mishnah Machshirin, that if you found a Tinok Mushlach, if you found an abandoned baby in a city where they're choosing Goyim, if they're mostly Goyim, assume he's a Goy. If they're mostly Jews, assume he's a Jew. It's 50-50, assume he's a Jew. And the Gemara says, Tes Vovam and Bez and Ksubis, Lamai Hilchasa. So what's the nafkamina lahalacha? That if Rov Ovdei Kochavim, he's a guy, lamai nafkamina. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. La'achilo nevelis. If they're mostly goyim in the city, and you find a child, assume he's a guy, you can feed him nevelis. In Rov Yisrael Yisrael, lamai hochasa, let's say mostly Jews, lamai nafkamina. So Rav Papa says, V'hachzer lo aveda, to return a lost object to him. Mechzel, mechzel l'may hilchasa. If it's 50-50, because if he's Jewish, then you return the lost object to him. If it'd be a goy, you wouldn't have to return the lost object. And if it's 50-50, l'may nafkamina l'nezakin, for damages. The Gemara wants to figure out what exactly that means. And the Gemara concludes that it's talking about a case where his axe gores our axe, and he has to pay half. If he was Jewish, he'd have to pay half. The other half, he doesn't have to pay. Because he can say, bring me a raya that I'm not Jewish. And I have to pay full damages. Since you can't bring me such a raya, I only have to pay half damages. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. So, the Avos Avram of Koltanovsky says as follows, Uma amod niskashesi b'sugya de gemara zu. The my sheila hizu im rov Yisrael im rov kusim lamai hilchasa v'chein lahefech im rov Yisrael Yisrael lamai hilchasa. I never understood this Gemara that if they're mostly goyim, then he's considered a goy. So what's the nafkamina? If they're mostly Jews, he's considered a Jew. So what's the nafkamina? V'are sheila zu dome mamish kemoshi yishal mi ma ben Yisrael lekusi asher leim tzamishi yishal kein. It's like asking, somebody comes and asks the following question. What's the difference between a Jew and a Gentile? Would anybody come and ask such a question? No. It's a foolish question. We all know the difference between a Jew and a Gentile. What's the difference? Ki ken kol adam yodea shi Yisrael hu Yisrael v'chayiv b'chol mitzis hamuris b'torah v'kusi hu kusi hu pater mi kol ha-torah kula. We know that a Jew is a Jew. And he's chayiv b'chol mitzis hamuris b'torah. And we know that a guy is a guy. And he's pater mi kol ha-torah. So what's the Gemara saying? If it's mostly goyim, he's considered a goy. L'may hilchasa. So what's the nafkamina lahalacha? Kiel demitzad atzma in shum nafkamina klal. As if inherently there's no nafkamina here. There's no practical difference. V'alo a nafkamina hu ze atzmoi. Madarov kusim hu kusi hu pater mikol ha-mitzvah shebet Torah. You know what the nafkamina is? That if they're mostly goyim, he's considered a goy, and he's pater mikol ha-mitzvah shebet Torah. And if it's mostly Jewish, you know, Lamai Hilchasa, he's chayiv and kol mitzvah shebet Torah. That's the halacha. So what's this? What is the Gemara saying? Oh, a new nafkamina lahachilu nevelis. If it's mostly goyim, lahachzir lo aveda. What do you have to come on to that for? Just say pashut. If it's mostly Jewish, then he's Jewish. He has to keep the mitzvahs. And if it's mostly goyim, he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. So, if Koltanovsky discusses this for a little while, and then he writes, this is for those who want to look at the Sefer is available on Otzar HaChachman, I also believe on HebrewBooks.org, I think it's there too, you can get it, most people don't have it on their shelves, but it's kedai to have for all these inyanim of Sveikas and Chazakas, Shemak HaSefer. V'chanani yisbarach shemoy lechadish b'zeh dover nifla me'od, and God gave me this gift to say a great new chiddush. Lefi ma shenoda divrei ha-noda b'Yehuda tinyana. According to what's known that was said by the Noda b'Yehuda, in Tinyana, in Chuvis, in Evan Ezer, and Simon Membeis. Shekosav biyishuv kushyas shagas aryeh ala Rambam. He's miyashev the kashy of the shagas aryeh and the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that b'nei keturu arachayavim b'mila hoil shenis aravu b'bnei Yishmael. That the b'nei keturu, who Avram took, those children, those descendants are obligated in mila. Why? Since they were, even though they shouldn't be obligated in mila, but they are. Since they were misarev b'bnei Yishmael, they married into b'nei Yishmael. And b'nei Yishmael are chayv in mila. V'halafim adikai malan shekola umos mitzri v'amoni moavi mutar mayom lovo v'kol. Mishum she'ola san chayriv u'bilbel et kol ha'umos. V'chol de parish meruba parish. Imken gam kan. Kevin de b'nei ketura nispal v'lu v'chol ha'umos. Harminan kol de parish meruba parish. V'mishar umos ha'pturim mila. Says the Shagas Aryeh, I don't understand the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that we're choshesh that the B'nai Keturah mixed into the B'nai Yishmael and therefore they're chayiv and mila? We paskin that all the nations, the Egyptians, the Ammonites, the Moabites, they're all mutter lovo b'kol, even the Torah forbids them for coming b'kol. They're all permitted because Sancheirev came and he mixed up all the nations, b'chol de parish, meruva parish. So here also, since B'nai Keturah nisbal v'lu b'chol ha'umos, so we should say, call the parish meruva parish. Everybody who's separating is separating from the rov. V'humishar umos ha'pturu mimila, and he's from the other nations that are pater mibris mila. So the Noda B'Yehuda is mechadish over there. Shekolei alfusa, the whole limud that we learn in Chulin, Yud Aleph, the azlin and bosa ruba, that we follow the rov, that's only b'Yisrael. But not b'bnei Noach. B'bnei Noach, says the Noda B'Yehuda, Noda B'Yehuda is miyasei, b'bnei Noach, we don't follow the rov. V'imkein shabir b'chol osan ha'umos, amoni, amo'avi, v'chadome, v'mutarim lovo b'kol, mishum d'kol d'parish, ha'mayri shekvar nizgayru v'rotzim lovo b'kol. So those nations, the Ammonites, the Moavites, they're mutar lovo b'kol, because it's called the parish, meru b'parish. But what are we talking about? We're talking about where they were already misgayer, amayri dikshikvar nisgayer, v'rotim lovo b'kol. So now they have a din Yisrael. After you convert, you have a din Yisrael. Yisrael, we do follow a rov. Goyim don't follow a rov. They don't have a din of azlin basaru, but that's a special din for Jews. We've discussed this extensively in other shiurim. But B'nai Noach, they have a din of following the rov. They don't have a din of following the rov, but a Jew has a din of following the rov. So when the Ammonites, the Moabites, Ammoni, Moavi, the Chadoim, and Mitzri, they want to marry into the Jewish people. We're talking about after they were Misgai. After the Misgai, they have a Din Jew. Din Jew is Din Rov, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. But Linyan, Milas, B'nai Keturah, that they were Misgaiyer, and they have a Din Ben Noach, U'B'nai Noach, Haloaz Linan Basaruba. When it comes to B'nai Noach, they don't have a Din of going after the Rov. Imkain Shapir Chayavin Bimila Vilam Rinan Bu called the parish. Kevin the Bibne Noach laws linan basaruba. So they don't go after the rov because they're Bnei Noach. We're talking about Bnei Keturah being Chayav and Mila and they're Goyim. So they're Chayav and Mila. And we don't say called the parish. Kevin the Bibne Noach laws linan basaruba. Because when it comes to Bnei Noach, we don't follow the rov. So how can you say by a Goy, we want it, the Kasha was, why don't we say called the parish, Meruba parish? And when you have a Ben Keturah, you think he's a Ben Keturah, but he's mixed in with the other nations. So assume that he comes from one of the other nations. And he's not Chayiv, he mixed in with Yishmael. When Ben Keturah marries into Yishmael. So why don't we say that called a Parish and Ruparish, he's from one of the other nations. And he's Pater, not from Yishmael. Rov people aren't Yishmael. And the answer is that B'nai Noach don't have Rovs. Since B'nai Noach don't have roves, so consider this Ben Keturah from the Miut, that he's Dafka from B'nai Yishmael. And therefore he is Chayiv in Mila. So only Jews have rove. Goyim don't have rove. They don't have a din of rove. And the Odiyah brings the name of the Prima Godim and it's Psicholat HaRovos, who writes that the din of Bittul Barov isn't Shaykh B'nai Noach. Shubis Shevesof Sefer Nachalas Yankiv, Cholek Alzeh. So he argues. So the Prima Godim says there's no din of Bittul Barov by B'nai Noach. They don't have Rov. Rov is only for us. That explains, that's Matar, it's the Kash and the Rambam. Why B'nai Keturah have to be choshish that they're from Yishmael, that they married into Yishmael, even though Yishmael is the miut and Sancher was mevalbal the umos? And the answer is because B'nai Noach don't follow the rule. So that explains that. And in the tshuva at the end of Sefer Nachlas Yankif and Simon Gimel, he argues with this and he brings a raya that B'nai Noach, we do follow the rule. Otherwise, Eishes Ha'av to B'nai Noach, Chayav Misaleh. The Eishes of a Ben Noach. Let's say a woman marries somebody's father, and then he has relations with her. He's chayav misa. He's not allowed to have relations with his father's wife. So why aren't we choshish that maybe it's not his father? How do you know it's his father's wife? Maybe this guy's not even his father. How do you know it's his father? The only way you know it's someone's father is his father because of Rov Bilas Achar Abal. But if B'nai Noach don't follow Rov, then you can't assume that his father is really his father, and therefore this woman married to his quote-unquote father is not really married to his quote-unquote father because we don't know that it's his father. From the fact that we do kill the Ben Noach for sleeping with his father's wife, it must be we assume his father is his father because Ben Noach do follow Rovs. So Ayin Sham in the Sefer Nachlas Yankiv and Simon Gimel is Marich Bekama Rayas. So in the Avos Avraham and Simon Gimel and Os Vav, he's Machria that the Prima Gadim is correct. That the Bittel Barov. Isser vaday b'tarovas. What's bittel barov? The isser is in the tarovas. There's just a rov that's mevatel it. Just from the pasuk v'acher rabin lahatos, the Torah is matir b'chol ha'isurim. Chad betray. So B'nai Noach didn't receive the Torah, and therefore they don't have bittel barov. They don't have that one is mevatel and two. So let's say Ephraim and Achai, they're not going to have bittel barov, because two being mevatel one, because you know that the isser is there. And there's a special din by us of Acher Rabin Lahatos that we follow the rov. But B'nai Noach don't follow the rov. V'chein Shapir Nachonim Divrei Anoy de Yehuda Nal B'roiv to call the parish. And the Nodi is also correct. What did the Nodi Yehuda say? The Nodi Yehuda said, as we quoted before, that when it comes to rov, called a parish, Meruva parish, that's not Shaykh B'nai Noach. We have a Shita Mekubetzes that we've mentioned 150 times, who says that it's not a Vaday. It's not a Vaday that it's parish Meruv. And it's a Suffolk, because maybe it was also parish Menamiut. Just we have a special Pasuk Vacher Rabin Lahatos that the Torah was Matir. If that's the case, B'nai Noach, we don't say called the parish Meruba parish. B'nai Noach, Achrei Rabin Lahatos isn't Shaykh by them. We don't say called the parish Meruba parish. That's a din by us. How do you know it really came from the Rov? We don't know, but we follow the Rov because who knows? Torah says Achrei Rabin Lahatos. We don't know that it really came from the Rov when it's parish, but we assume that it did just because we have a pasuk. That's not shaykh to goyim. That's all a ruba de yisa come on. Ava be ruba de lesa come on. She'ein amiyut lefaneinu lachush acharav. To bezehu di alfinan mikol hanach rayas demaisi v'chul in sham. To samchin an ahach ruba de vadei shumenat rov. Ze shapir lo avi ala gili mil sabalma de rov zavi beiru de vadei shumenat rov. Yum kein mali bezeh yisrael o akum kem de vadei kein ushtar bezeh omenat rov. So we've discussed in the previous shiurim that a ruba de lesa kamon, a rov misvara, statistical rov, that is shayach to goyim as well, because that's a vaday, that's 100%, as we proved again at length in previous shiurim. But that's not mitin mitaras suffik, that's mitaras vaday. Proved this in Rishonim from Achronim. This some. And everybody holds it that way. But if we say that it's mitaras vadai, it's ruba the lesser come on, because that's just the way things are. So that would apply even to Bnei Noach, because if it's vadai, it's vadai. And the Torah tells us you follow the rope. That's just a gilui milsa that was samech on this rope bevadai. I mean, it's not really a vadai, meaning there still is it's only a rope. Rope isn't 100%, it's not 100%. It's still 90%, 80%, 70%. But since it's a ruba, the lesser come on, the miud, as we explained in the previous year, is not in front of us. So you're not a choshish for that miut. You just know that generally it's one way, and that's the way you go. That's the way you assume it is. That's a ruba the lesser come on. You're not even choshish for the miut. It's a vaday. That applies to Bnei Noach also. If it's vaday, it's vaday for them too. If it's not vaday, if it's still suffix, then you need a special chiddush to tell you, oh, it's dafka for the Jews. Can't go so far as to say for the goyim. If it's still a suffix, what mechitesi it applies to the goyim. But if you say that it's a vadai, so then if it's a vadai, then you can follow the rov. You're following the rov in Torah's vadai, then it applies to the goyim as well. And with this, we could be miyashev all the rayas that the Tshuvas Nachlas Yankov brings. That Bnei Noach, we also go basar rov, because all the rayas he brings are rov ruba the lesser kamons, like the father, right? Someone's father is his father. That's a statistical rov. That's a ruba the lesser kamon. The rov below sachar abal. It's not like it's in front of us that the miut bios. We just know that in the world, that's the way it is. That most bios are after the Baal. It's the husband having relations with his wife and not another gentleman, or not gentleman. So that's the rule. That's a ruba the lesser kaman. Ruba the lesser kaman to mitaras vadai. That applies to goyim as well. So you're going to bring me a raya that by goyim there's such a thing as rov, because it's called ruba the lesser kaman. It's not a raya. It's only a raya of ruba the lesser kaman. But not ruba the isa kaman. Not called a parish Meruba parish. Not Rove of Tyroves, when you know that the Isser is here. Wouldn't apply to that. Those are Ruba the Lesser Kamans. Because those are Ruba the Isser Kamans. Those are robes that we need a special chiddush in the pasuk. Those aren't robes. Those are robes that only apply to goyim. That only apply to Jews, not to goyim. If you have two pieces of heter and one piece of iser, so you know there's a piece of iser. How can you eat a piece of meat? This meat. The answer is a special chiddush by a Jew. That doesn't apply to a goy. If you have a ruby disa come on, maybe it's coming in from the meat, just like it's coming from the robe. How do we know? We have a special chiddush to follow a robe. But Ruba the lesser come on, it's mitaras vadeh. There, Bnei Noach have a rov, and that's what the Nachlas Yaakov were rayas for. But that doesn't prove anything else. That's terrific. You know the Behud is gerecht. The Nodud is correct. That by Bnei Noach, there's no called a parish Meruba parish, and therefore Bnei Keturah are going to be chayiv b'mila. They're misayiv b'Bnei Yishmael, and we don't follow the rov. Bnei Noach, and the Prima Godim is correct, that by Rov B'tar Roves, the Bnei Noach don't have a Rov. The Nachlas Yankiv is correct, that we do follow our Rov, but that's what I'm talking about, Ruba the Lesser Kaman. So now, we could say as follows. That we say in the Mishnah, Matzah Batunak Mushlach, Im Rov Kusim Kusim, Im Rov Yisrael Yisrael. We shouldn't call the parish Meruba parish, like we see in the Sugya. Niksubis, the ad kan lo shayich lemezil basa ruba the called the parish kim dafka legabe didan shanu donim lavin hu yisrael lo kusi legabe didan shapir armina de kevin didin taru armina de called the parish ruba parish mikodr acharav lahatais im kain b'mashin agel ididan armina shapir does lina be basa ruba the called the parish armina shapir imrov kusim kusim imrov yisrael yisrael. So this whole thing that we say in the Gemara, that if it's mostly goyim, misum is a goyim, mostly Jews, misum is a Jew, that's only for us. We are rov people. We as a nation follow the rov. So as far as the Jewish people are concerned, we say kol the parash meru parash, achrei rav lahatos, that's all been okay, l'didan. But what about l'gabe the tinok himself? What about l'gabe with respect to the child himself? Is he a Jew or a goy? What do you mean rov kusim kusim? And he's part of Mikolam Mitzvah Samur's Petara. It's not true. Maybe he's from the Miut. Rov people are Kusim. Maybe he's a Jew. Maybe he's a Jew. And we can't say, oh, follow the rov that he's a guy. Goyim don't have a rov. Kevin may know a hello I'm going to call the parish Meruba parish and Kane I have Shalom Gabe the mission to call the parish Meruba parish are you kusi have him shu kusi have him is Lord Mina Gabe call the parish Meruba parish. One second, if he's a guy and you don't say call the parish Meruba parish, he's a guy. Him Kane I shop your suffix the Shamu Yisrael. So we're Mesupik, even though there's a row of Goyim, then maybe he's a Jew. My Amris to the Gabe Suffix Yisrael has been a bus a row. What are you going to say? What are you going to tell him? You're going to tie now the leg of a Suffolk Israel. We follow the rove. Gamrina and the Kol Parish Meruba Parish. If we're stopping that he's Israel, then we should say Kol Parish Meruba Parish. And then what would that mean for us? That'll mean he's a guy. Right? In other words, we're saying that if there's rove going, you can't say that he's a guy because going don't follow the rove. Maybe he's the Meruba Israel. Oh, you want to tie he's Israel. So if you're going to tie that he's Israel, then let's see what the statistics are here. Let's see what the numbers are here. Let's look at the numbers. Let's do the math, as they say in Portuguese. It's Rov Goyim. Call the parish and Rov Parish, and the Tzad is Yisrael. We have to be machriya that he's a God, because it's Rov Goyim. Vela Maishu Kusi. Okay, Beseder, he's a guy. Imkein Hashuv Lo Amrina Bey, call the parish and Rov Parish. One second, if you assume that he's a guy, then we don't say call the parish and Rov Parish. And if we don't say call the parish Meruba parish, then we have to assume again he's Yisrael. So this is like a circular argument. Keeps going round and round. So if you assume he's Yisrael, so now he's Jewish. So if he's Jewish, that means you have to follow the rov. Follow the rov, that means he's a guy. Ah, now you assume he's a guy. And he doesn't have rov. You have to follow the then you have to assume he's Yisrael. So what are you going to do? Nimtza b'zeh, the gabei atzim v'akorchi yevshel amezel gabei gabei b'aser rov. You can't follow the rov. They call the parish lo meshu kusi. El v'akorchi shu safek kusi, safek Yisrael, k'mechtzal mechtzal dami. So we have no way to be machriya because he keeps ping-ponging back and forth. What do you have to say? Say that we push it, don't know. We could go both ways because you keep ping-ponging back and forth. So make him suffi kusi suffi so okum mechza mechza dami. Chen kach rov Yisrael Yisrael. So we can say the same thing about rov Yisrael. If they're mostly Jews, he's Jewish. When it comes to the child himself, just like we said, if it's a rov goyim, you can't say the child himself is a goy. Only legabe didan, only with respect to us, the way we relate to him. So how are we going to relate to him? We're going to relate to him. If it's a rov goyim is a goy, give him the velus. If it's a rov Jews, we're going to relate to him as a Jew. The machzer is aveda. But as far as he himself goes, you can't say that he's going to be chayiv and mitzvahs. He's a suffix 50-50. We don't know. It's kemechtza al mechtza. And so too, if it's rov Yisrael, Yisrael. Mashen ogea legabei tino penim tza atzmoim u Yisrael okusi bal koruch lo shaykh lo emar gabei duhu Yisrael vaday mishum to call the parish and rov parish v'ayu Yisrael. You can't say, when it comes to him himself, that he's a Jew. Why? Because he's a suffix. Maybe he's a guy. And if he's a guy, hello azlina be basaruba. Imkene shaykh lomer darmina be called the parish Meruba parish. One second, if he's a guy. If you have a rove, right, you have a rove Jews. Maybe he's a guy and he doesn't follow rove. Maybe he's from the miyut and he's a guy. So how are you going to say called the parish Meruba parish? And that he's a Jew. Alzat's one of done. That's exactly what we're discussing. Is he really a Jew that we should follow the rove of called the parish? And maybe he's a guy. And you shouldn't follow called the parish. So we have a Safek HaShakol. Are we going to say that he's a Jew and you should follow the Rav? Are you going to say that he's a Goy and you shouldn't follow the Rav? So it comes out then that he's a Safek. To explain more, you can only say as Lina Basaruba where there's a Rav Vadai. But even if we say that we should follow the Miut, but the Rav Ba'atzmu, Ishla Kol Taras Rav Ma'alos of Isoikfut, Chagavna Shapir Dukam Rachman Acharav Lahatas Lonez Basara Miut Alachar Rav. If you have a strong, solid Rav, then you can follow the Rav. That's if you would follow the Miut, the Rav would beat the Miut. But if the Miut could beat the Rav, the Miut would be Garea Koach HaRov, that if we follow the Miut, there's no Torah's Rav, so you can't say Acher Rabin Lahatos. Well, Zatz want to done him if you say it's Rav Yisrael. If you say it's Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, how can you say that? Because on the side of the Miut, then you're not supposed to follow the Rav, and he's really a guy. So the Rav is Megarea Koach HaRov. The Miut is Megarea, excuse me, Koach HaRov. There's no Rav at all. You can't say, as far as he himself is concerned, to follow the Rav. So it would emerge then, that's why the Gemara says, Rav Kusi Kusi, the Mai Nafkamina. Not that he's a guy and he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs in the Torah, because as far as he himself is concerned, it's 50-50. So if there's a 50% chance he's Jewish, so let him keep the mitzvahs in the Torah, just in case. Mamish is suffering. And then you would discuss that maybe Goyim don't have to be Machmir and Sfekis. Maybe there's a tzad that he's a Goy. Kopanim assume that he should be, let's assume that he should be Machmir, because maybe on the tzad that he's a Jew. And on the tzad that he's a Jew, he has to keep the mitzvahs. So he himself can't eat Nevelis. That's as far as he's concerned. Because he might be a Jew, but if it's Rav Kusim, we can feed him Nevelis. Rashi says, La'achila nevelos bi'adayim. So Rapapa doesn't say that he can eat nevelos, it's we can feed him. Because as far as we're concerned, he's a guy. As far as he's concerned, he doesn't know. He's 50-50. We explained before. Because on the tzad that he's a, if you say that it's mostly guyim, so, and you want to say that he's a guy, does that mean that he's a Jew? Because if he's a guy, then you can't file the Rav. Goyim don't file the Rav, so who cares Rav Kusim? Assume that he's a Jew. And if you say that he's a Jew, then he does file the Rav, you assume he's a guy. So it ping-pongs back and forth. Seesaw is back and forth. Memela will look at him as a 50-50. So the nafkamina would be la'achil and avelis. Not that he's absolutely a guy. No. We're allowed to be machlin because as far as we're concerned, we follow the road. It's mostly going, but he can't. For him, it's 50-50. And there's a huge chiddush here. Because if it's Rav Kusim, and we assume that he's a Kusi, and you feed him Nevelas, but he himself is not allowed to eat the Nevela. So what about Lifnei Iver? That's where Papa's chiddush. Chozot, there's no Lifnei Iver. Because as far as we're concerned, it's Mutter. Not our cheshbon. And the other way as well. When it comes to Yisrael. Rav Yisrael saw Mutal Hachsel Aveda. As far as keeping mitzvahs, if it's Rav Yisrael again, we don't know if he's really a Jew or not. As far as he himself is concerned, we said before, it's a 50-50. Just as far as we're concerned, since it's Rav Yisrael, we follow the Rav, and normally it's Aser Lachsel Aveda Lako. But here would be Mutter, because we can follow our Rav. Even though for he himself doesn't know, he's a 50-50. And then there's a Safek Yisr involved. You don't want to get involved in the Safek Yisr. But since for us it's Rov Yisrael, it can be Machzor the Aveda. So that, in a nutshell, is the Mahalach of Rav Koltanovsky, and he brings rayas for this, Gevaldik rayas from other places. And right, we're not going to get into that in this shir, maybe in a future shir. But in the meantime, we mamis son of flos mitaras Hashem, and we have a lot more to discuss. And I hope that we're zochah to continue. Lomo du lalamid lishma v'las lakaimus kol dibrei samu taras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.